我们先有点祷告。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
晚上我们再次到你面前来。
Now this evening, we once again gather before you.
求我们的主按着你自己荣耀的丰富，纪念我们在你面前的聚会。
Lord, according to your riches of abundance, remember us.
我们等候在你面前的时候，求你借着圣灵在我们的里面显出世人智慧和启示的功用。
And when we gather way before you, Lord, may your spirit manifest its function of wisdom and revelation within us.
叫我们能从你在诗篇里面借着过去的圣徒们所说的话，今天在我们心思里也发出亮光。
And using the words in the Psalms through the words of the saints in the past, once again enlighten us.
尤其是你要领我们进到你救赎旨意的幕后的一段日子里。
Especially as you're leading us into the last period of your salvation.
你劝勉我们要学习做一个赞美敬拜你的人。
You encourage us to be someone who would sing praises to you and worship you.
主，我但要你在这一件事情上面给我们一直仰望你，而脱掉许许多多限制捆绑我们的一切的难处。
And in this matter, as we wait on you, Lord, help us to depart from all the bondages and all those things that limit us.
让我们可以自由的在你的面前跟着你的心思来行走你要我们走的路程。
So we can freely follow on to your heart and to finish the path.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
带领我们晚上这一个聚会。
Lord, guide us in this evening's meeting.
荣耀要归给你。
And glory be to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.好，感谢主，我们到了诗篇的一大半了。
And we thank the Lord, we have finished most of the Psalms.
那在这一大半的里头，我们这两三个礼拜里头，是到了一个非常关键性的学习里。
So now these past two or three weeks that we have come to a very key learning.
我们从前一次开始。弟兄姊妹们，你就已经发觉了诗篇里边的话，从过去所提到的一些属灵的经历上面转了一个方向。
And from a couple of weeks ago, brothers and sisters, you might notice in terms of spiritual learning in the Psalms, we have turned a direction.
从过去经历难处，或是说在难处里头经历神自己的挽回和拯救。
And from in the past, during difficulties, experiencing God's salvation and His help.
转移到学习在神面前做个敬拜侍奉神的人。
And it has taken a turn into learning to become someone who worship and praise God before Him.
那我们已经从92开始一直看到上个礼拜的我们看到的95。
And starting from Psalm 92 until last week, we came to Psalm 95.
我们看到要做一个在神面前成为敬拜的人，本身就有一些功课要学的。
And in order to be someone who worship God, this person has to learn some lessons.
好。或者我没有在接上去以前，我要和弟兄姊妹们回头到90篇来注意有两件事。
And before I continue to share, I would like to return to Psalm 90. There are two things I'd like to mention to brothers and sisters.
第一件事情。
First thing.
神在那里回答，借着摩西的祷告。回答仰望等候神的人。
And it is through Moses' prayers that God answered to those who wait for him.
因为在九十篇以前，不少的圣徒们一直在神面前有个仰望，我们盼望能住在耶和华的殿中。
Because before Psalm 90, the saints were there, have this desire, which is to dwell before the Lord.
我们知道在旧约的时候这一个盼望永远不会成为事实的。
But we know that in the time of the Old Testament, this cannot come become real.
所以这个盼望在当时的圣徒们的里边只能是一个盼望。
So this can only be a hope for the saints at that time.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在旧约的日子人没有办法来走上他里面所渴慕的最高点。
And in the Old Testament time, man cannot achieve what is in his heart, what's the desire in his heart.
但是神就借着摩西的祷告来说出神是愿意做你们的居所。
But it is through Moses' prayers that God told people that God was willing to be their dwelling place.
不仅是仅仅一下子让你进来浏览一下。
And not just for you to go in for a little while.
神是乐意世世代代做你们的居所。
But God was willing to be our dwelling place from generations to generations.
这是一个非常大的启示。
And this is a great revelation.
说到与神的联合到了最紧密的点。
It tells of the union with God to the closest point.
用我们信约的话来说就是说我们在基督里面基督也在我们里面。
And using the words of the New Testament, which is we are in Christ and Christ is in us.
我们同样就可以把它换一个字你就可以领会得到我们是在神里面神也在我们里面。
Or we can say that we are in God and God is in us.
这是一个非常非常大的神的工作就是叫我们和神从悖逆到联合。
And this is a great work of God so that we are turned from being rebellious to united with God.
但是九十篇的里头呢弟兄姊妹你不能忘到另外一方面神指出人在他面前的难处。
And also in Psalm 90, there is another matter that is the difficulty man has before God.
我们许许多多的时候在神面前也动他的怒气。
Very often we provoke God to his anger.
以致我们在神面前呢好像失去了神的纪念。
So it seems like we have lost God's remembrance of us.
表现在神借着各种各样的难处来叫我们好像你应付难处就差不多了你还没有条件再往前走了。
It is expressed in a way that when we encounter different kinds of difficulties, it is just enough for us to be able to bear it, but we cannot go further.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
刚才我说的那个意念是我们人对神在我们身上做工的时候一个没有跟上神心意的反应。
But what I just mentioned is a reaction of men when God works in us. This is how we react, but when we are not able to follow unto God's will.
不错，主允许我们经过许多的难处。
It is true that the Lord let us go through all kinds of hardship.
我们甚至在难处的里头视角上上个主日上个礼拜我们所提到的那事。
And even in difficulties, we might slip like what we mentioned last time.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主说他就在我们视角的时候他来安慰我们。
But the Lord said as we slip, he's there to comfort us.
挽回我们。
And to restore us.
那我们实在感谢我们的神。
And we truly thank our God.
在诗篇九十篇里头，就把神心里头要与人同在的那一个心思呢，带到一个实际的希望里。
And in Psalm 90, that God brings His desire of men to be able to.To dwell in God's presence to a reality or to a hope to a reality.
所以从九十篇开始，一直下来到应该是到97篇。
So from Psalm 90 to Psalm 97.
就转了一个题目。
And the topic has changed.
你们要学习做一个敬拜神的人。
That you need to learn to be someone who worship God.
但是问题在这里。
But here's come the issue.
如果你真要做一个在神面前做一个敬拜神的人。
If you truly want to be someone who worship God.
你不仅是需要有与神那一个与神中间那一个准确的正常的地位。
And not only do you need to have an accurate standing before God.
并且同时也要有这些地位所要求的那实际。
But you also have to have the reality that comes with this position.
所以弟兄姊妹你注意到我们从94卷那里头开始。
So as we pay attention to Psalm 94,
主的话就一直领着我们去学习一件事。
The word of God continues to lead us to learn one thing.
你说是新鲜的事吗？
It,
不一定是，不是新鲜的事。
But this is not a new thing.
你说是老旧的事吗？
But if you say this, is this an old thing?
又不是老旧的事。
And it is not old either.
你说又不是老旧，又不是新鲜，那就是我们都学得很好了。
Then if you say it's neither old or new, then we should be learning it very well.
功课是不新鲜，又不成就，又不是新鲜，又不是成就。
The lesson is neither new or old.
但是要我们在神面前不住的更新。
But it requires of us to be renewed before God continually.
因为我们知道，神更是知道，我们这一个人跟随主的路上走，就有点怠慢下来了。
And we know that, and God knows it even better that as we walk before God, we will
失去起初跟随主的那个灵里头的火热。和魂里头的那种新鲜
We'll gradually slow down and we will lose the zeal in our spirit and the freshness in our soul.
那所以在要学习做一个敬拜神的人的时候神就提出一个非常严肃的问题
So as we learn to be someone who worship God, God has raised this very solemn issue.
那是上个礼拜我们所提到的
Which was mentioned last week.
神说如果你要做一个顺歌唱的人首先你里面一直要非常明显的感觉到安息
And God said that if you want to learn to be someone who sings then you need to continue to feel rest within you
如果我们里面没有安息
If we don't have rest within us
你要赞美神
And if you want to praise God,
你怎么赞美？
How can you praise God?
你赞美什么呢？
What are you praising?
更有意思的。
And to be
如果我们接到今天从95,从96开始的时候。
As we begin Psalm 96 today,
你看到神指定我们要做一个赞美神的人，我们必须要会不但是唱诗歌，而且是要唱新歌。
And here God says, in order to be someone who praises Him, not only do we need to sing, but we need to sing a new song.
什么叫做新歌呢？弟兄姊妹，我们应该懂得的。
What is a new song? Brothers and sisters should know.
别人也许不懂。
Maybe other people won't know.
听惯流行曲的人是一定不懂。
For those who are used to listening to pop music, they would not know.
但是我们一定会懂的。
But for us, we should know.
但是懂到什么的程度，那是另外一件事。
But to understand to what extent, that's another matter.
那待会我们唱。到这里的时候我们再重新来看看
And later on as we go into it we will look at it again
那么所以在还没有来到96篇说到唱新歌这一件事因为接连几篇 都提到唱新歌。
So before we come to Psalm 96 about this matter of a new song and the following psalms that we continue to talk about this new song.
所以你说这个新歌是新歌也好，是老歌也好，对一些人来说，它也许是老，但是永远在里边是新的。
And this new song maybe is new or old to somebody, or for some people it's an old song, but within it it's always new.
那所以我们又回过头来看前面那两三篇。
So we'll go back to read the psalms prior to this.
一直就说到神是王。
Points out, it continues to point out.
你们敬拜他，因为他是王。
That the Lord is, God is king, and you worship him because he is the king.
为什么他是王就要敬拜他呢？
Why is that? Because he is the king, and we worship him.
地上有许许多多的王。
Because there are many kings on earth.
那我们不敬拜他。
And why don't we worship them?
唯独一见一位主。
But with just this Lord.
我们要全地的人都要向他敬畏。
The men of all the earth should worship him.
他凭什么？占这个位置。
How is it qualified to be in this
position? 虽然也是提到一些我们熟悉的内容。
Even though it mentions something that we are familiar with.
说到他是创造主了。
Talk about he's a creator.
说到他的能力了。
And his ability.
说到他的律法的那一个严肃了。
And how strict his laws are.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这些都是神在我们身上做工做过的。
And these are the works that the Lord has done in us.
当是我们今天再来温习一下是什么？你要进到安息里。
And today, we are to review this.
那你就首先要注意到你跟神的关系是到了一个什么的程度。
Is that we need to enter into rest and we need to pay attention to what is our relationship with God, to what degree it is.
他真的是做我们的王吗？
Is he truly our king?
里面就说到了，他很严，他的外貌很严厉的。
And it talks about how strict he is.
他的话语也是很公正的。
And then his words are very righteous.
如果我们在神的面前没有跟得上神这一个，可以说是他的性情。
If we cannot follow God's nature,
那你就不太容易。想用到安息
then it would not be easy for you to enjoy rest.
所以他就说到你要想用的安息，你一定要认定他是你唯一的王。
So it says in order to enjoy rest, you have to regard him as your only king.
独一的王。
He is the one unique king.
有一个词我在这里先和弟兄姊妹们提一提。
And I'll first point out this term to brothers and sisters.
在几篇诗篇里边都有提到的。
And this term appears in a few songs.
如果我们不很准确地抓住神说话的那个目的。
If we cannot grab hold of God's words,
我们又会解弄
不明白
了。
Then we will be confused.
因为在几篇里头，除了神说，我是你的神。
Because in these few psalms, not only did God say that I am your God.
我是做王的神。
I am the God who reigns.
其他的神都，你们都不要管他。
And that you should not pay attention to other gods.
不止一次提到这个其他的神。
And not only one, it's not just one time it points out the other gods.
如果我们没有弄清楚这一点，那你就会发问了。
If we are not clear on this point, then
we'll ask. 除了我们的神。还有其他的神。
Apart from our God, is there other gods?
我们的神和其他的神的区别就是，我们的神是最大的，他们其他的就不是那么大的。
And then, the difference between our God and other gods is our God is the greatest, and the other gods are not so great.
哦，完全不是那一回事。
But it's absolutely not the case.
如果弟兄姊妹稍微注意那个文字上面的记载的。内容的话，你很清楚看到。
If we pay attention to the record and the content of the words, you see this very clearly.
他主的话说到众神，许多其他的神，那是站在人的地位上、人的立场上所认识的神来说的。
When God mentions about the other many gods, he is talking about from the standpoint of men.
换一句话来说，就是诗篇上头的话 直截了当的说出一个定义出来。
Which is using the words in the Psalms is very direct.
就是人手所造出来的偶像。
Those are the idols made by man's hand.
人手所造出来的偶像，那个就是地上的众神当中的一些。
The idols made with man's hands, those are the many gods among the gods in the world. 那一说到这
一个点。
So now, when we talk about
this, 我又要岔出去，我弟兄姊妹们留意了。
I think I need to digress a little bit.
因为拜偶像，在我们这个时代的里头，基督徒肯定没有一个人会在拜偶像。
And in our generations, we are sure that no Christians would be an idol worshipper.
如果在以前的时代，几乎每一个人都是拜偶像。
But in previous generations, almost everyone is an idol worshipper.
现在神把基督徒的心思转变了，我们不拜偶像。
Now God has turned around Christians' hearts, so we don't worship
idols anymore. 但是弟兄姊妹们，你要听准这一个话。
But brothers and sisters, you need to be very accurate in listening.
因为在我们的心思里，常常会觉得偶像就是站在旧约的地位上面来看人手所造的。
Because in our heart we will regard idols in the Old Testament time, it is the idols created by men.
但是一到了新约的时候，
But as we come to the New Testament,
主还是提醒我们不要拜偶像。
The Lord continues to remind us to not worship idols.
那我们不能停留在旧约的那个观念里。
So we should no longer stay in the concept in the Old Testament.
一定是人手所造出来的，不管他用什么材料造出来。
And they,
造出来的那些神都是偶像。
They have to be made by man's hand, no matter what material they use. Whatever is made, it is an idol.
不，这个是旧约的观念里头的偶像。
But no, this is only the concept in the Old Testament.
到了新约的时候，
As we come to the New Testament,
弟兄姊妹们必须要有一个非常明确的认定。
Brothers need to have the very accurate understanding.
什么叫做偶像？
What are idols?
不是旧约里边说的偶像。
They're not the idols in the New Testament.
当然他们那些是偶像。
Of course those are idols.
但是呢，在新约里头呢，你真的要碰到那个偶像的问题，比旧约的偶像还要多，还要捆绑人，还要厉害。
And compared to the Old Testament, the idols in the New Testament, they're even more, and they have a bigger bondage on men.
那在新约里头一提到不要拜偶像。
And in the New Testament, whenever we mention do not worship idols,
那是指着什么呢？
What are they pointing to?
不是在指着那个木头，或是指头，或者说什么其他的物件所造出来的，你说这个就是神，这个是门，这个是土地公，这个是造成神，这些。
It's no longer pointing at the wooden image or anything made by man's hand. It could be the kitchen god or any other gods.
如果圣灵引在我们的里面那个带领，我们能接得很清楚过来的，你很容易你就知道了。
And if we can receive the guidance from the Holy Spirit very clearly, then you understand.
一切代替基督的地位的人事物，
All the people, matters, and things that take the place of Christ.
那就是新约里头的偶像。
Is the idols mentioned in the New Testament?
这个范围比旧约里边人所认识的偶像那个范围大多了。
And this boundary is much bigger than the understanding in the Old Testament.
捆绑人的权势厉害多了。
And the power to bind man is greater.
我举一个例子，弟兄姊妹，你很在这边的弟兄姊妹们应该很容易懂。
And when I give this example, brothers and sisters here will understand it very easily.
美国很流行体育运动，所以篮球，美国是足球，还有什么？还有高尔夫球，还有什么在美国特别厉害的？棒球，哎呀，这个是挺厉害的。
And in the United States, sports are very popular. Basketballs, golf, baseballs, they are all very popular in the United States.
弟兄姊妹，你不能说这个是偶像。
Brothers and sisters cannot call them idols.
因为这些是很正常你生活里头的一些正常的内容。
And these are very normal things, normal content of our daily life.
但是问题出在哪里呢？
But where is the problem?
当有一个球赛
When there's a sports game,
跟你在主面前的服事有冲突的时候，
When it has a conflict with your service before God,
你拣选哪一个？
Which one do you choose?
不要说到服事那么高。
And maybe we should not mention about service.
我就说与神的儿女一起在聚会，
oh, which is,
跟这些个球赛有冲突的时候，你拣选哪一个？
When there's a conflict between your gathering with God's children and a sports game, which one do you choose?
或者你很勉强的，哎呀，去聚会吧。
Maybe you go to the meeting we elected.
但是你是坐在聚会的位置上。
You're sitting in the seat in the meeting.
心是跑到球场里。
But your heart is at the sports game.
你就在那里猜，现在是多少对多少了，谁赢的？
And you might be in your heart guessing who's winning.
这是结果关你什么事啊？
But what does the result have to do with?
但是我们的心就是这样，有意无意的。被捆绑起来。
But our hearts are bound like this without us knowing.
不是说看球赛是偶像。
We're not saying if you watch a sports game, this is an idol.
但是它是非常容易成为我们的偶像。
But it can become our idol very easily.
那从这个例子，弟兄姊妹，你可以能看到，原来没有什么偶像的气味在哪里的？
And you can see in the beginning, it does not have any sense of idols.
但是它成了我们一个爱好。
But it becomes our hobby.
我们碰到跟神的事情有选择的时候，我们把神放在那里说：“神啊，你休息一下吧。”
And when we need to make a choice, we'll put God aside and tell God to take a little rest.
我做完这些，我一定回来找你。
And after I'm done with this, I will come back and find you.
弟兄姊妹们，我是说得很白。
And I'm being very plain, brothers and sisters.
但是，如果主在他的光里头常常给我们照明，
But if God enlightens us with His light,
我们会发觉。
Then we'll discover.
牵涉到每一件事物都是如此。
It has everything is like this.
最近在街上看见许多男人头都剃得光光的。
And recently, when I walk on the street, I see a lot of men shave their head.
你就会碰到这个问题了。
Then you might encounter this question.
剃到光光的，如果从一般来说，不觉得有什么美观。
And people normally don't consider a shaved head something very nice to look at.
我看到这些光头的时候，我就想起以前我念初中的时候的事情。
And when I see all these bald heads, it reminds me of what I encountered in the junior high school.
那是刚好跟日本人打仗嘛。
And at that time, China was in
war with Japan. 我们中学里边开始也就接受军训了。
And then we were receiving military training.
那一接受军训的时候，同学们都要剃光头。
And as you enter into the military, your head has to be shaved.
但是很有意思。
But something interesting.
一放下了，每个人都把头发留起来。
And when we are on a break from school, we will let our hair grow.
但是后来一段时间呢，放下了就不得剃头。
And then after a while, even when we're on vacation, we will shave our head.
因为传回来的消息。
Because we heard some news.
如果战场跟日本人的打仗，那个战场是来到。你的附近的时候，或者你有机会碰到这样的情形的时候，日本人一看你是光头的，就把你杀掉了。
That because we heard that if the battleground comes near to where we are, and if the Japanese, the soldiers see us, if we have bald heads, they will kill us right away. And why would they kill the people?
只有一个题目,
that's only one
reason. 你剃光头的,
because you shaved your
head. 你一定是中国军队,
and you belong to the Chinese army. And that's just simple like
that. 但是当然我切出太远了。
I digress too much.
我只是让弟兄姊妹们学习一件事，学习尊主为大，尊神为最大最高的神。
And what I like Brent's,
不是一件简单的功课。
What I like Brent says to learn is that if you want to exalt God and hold him as the supreme position, it's not that easy.
Why? 那现在我们读到九十六篇的时候，第一件事情我们注意到的是唱新歌。
And in Psalm 96, the first thing we see is singing a new song.
第二件事情我们要注意到的是神的审判。
And the second thing we need to pay attention is the judgment of God.
这两个事情呢，都和主再回来发生直接的关系的。
And these two things have a direct relationship of the Lord's return.
如果我们从那个神的启示里边来看的话，
and if we look at it from God's revelation,
从92篇开始，那就是隐约的在哪里发表国度的实际。
In Psalm 92, it hiddenly expressed the reality of the kingdom.
说到在国度里头，我们怎么活在神的面前？
It tells us in the kingdom how we live before God.
也说到在国度的里头，因着祭司的国度显明的时候，万物怎么样在神的面前显出他们的那一份，又是敬拜神。
And as the kingdom of priests manifests, how all things also manifest the function, which is to worship God.
弟兄姊妹，你要是从文字上面来看的话，我们没办法懂的。
And brothers, if we only look at the words, we will not understand this.
我举一个地方，你先看一看，你就知道了。先看九十六篇。
Let me point out this place and you understand in Psalm 96.
十二节。
Verse 12.
愿田和其中所有的都欢乐。那时林中的树木都要在耶和华面前欢呼。
Let the field exult and all that is in it, and all the trees of the forest will sing for joy.
弟兄姊妹，你怎么领会这些话？
My sister, how do you understand this?
你说树木会唱歌的？
We might ask, will the trees be able to sing?
田里的那个庄稼会敬拜神的。
And the harvest of the field, can they worship God?
如果你再看神的话，里面说到，到了国度的时候，一切都伏在神的权柄的底下，尤其是到了新天新地的时候，就没有一样留下来。不在神面前伏下来说，神啊，你是配得一切的敬拜、荣耀和称赞的。
In the days of the kingdom, all things will bow before God, especially when it comes to new heaven and new earth. There's none that would not bow down and worship God and exalt Him to the highest.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为我们如果看到这些事实的时候，你就看到了神救赎的旨意，或者说神创造的旨意，到了那一个时候，真的是完全完成了。
And as we read here, that we will see that the will of God's creation at this point will be completely accomplished.
那因着这样的一个事实，
and because of this fact,
就从九十六篇的九十五篇的九十六篇的时候就开始。
And this begins in Psalm 96.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你们要向耶和华唱新歌。
Sing to the Lord a new song.
全地都要向耶和华歌唱。
Sing to the Lord all the earth.
要向耶和华歌唱，称颂他的名，天天传扬他的救恩， 在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事。因耶和华为大，当受极大的赞美，他在万神之上当受敬拜。外邦的神都属虚无，唯独耶和华创造天地。
And we just read from verse 2 to verse 5.
弟兄姊妹在这里他就提出这个非常实际的事情。
And here you mentioned something very practical.
为什么你要敬拜耶和华呢？
Why do you need to worship
Lord? 为什么你要向耶和华唱新歌呢？
Why do you need to sing a new song to the Lord?
他底下就说了，
And it thought when follows
就说出救恩所带出的那一个荣耀的结果。
Because it tells of the glorious ending that brought about by salvation.
这个是唱新歌的背景。
This is the background of singing a new song.
那我再提。
Let me repeat.
等到将来主回来的时候，国度在地上显现的时候，那万有在神面前。是被到这样的一个地步。
And in the future, when the Lord returns and when the kingdom manifests, all things will be brought to this point.
都向神献上歌颂和赞美。
They will all offer up praises and psalms to God.
但弟兄姊妹，你稍微注意诗篇里面所发表的那一个的，你发觉，如果就是到了这样的一个。情形还没有达到神的那个完全的要求。
But if we pay attention to it, even to such a point, it has not reached the requirement of God.
当然我们知道。
And of course we know.
你要达到那个完全，你又非等到新天新地不可。
If you want to reach that completion, you have to wait until the new heaven and new earth.
但是你到了新天新地。是有两最低限度有两个阶段我们要走过的。
But as we go into the new heaven and new earth, that's at least two stages.
严格说起来是三个阶段要走过的。
Strictly speaking, there are three stages we have to go through.
第一个阶段教会建立。
The first is the church being established.
第二个阶段国度显出。
The second one is the manifestation of the kingdom.
第三个阶段新天新地来。
And then the third stage is the arrival of the new heaven and new earth.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们留意到，当神的旨意成就的时候，在现象上面，你看到这几个阶段。
As the will of the Lord is accomplished, in terms of phenomena,
但是在这几个阶段的里边呢？有一个共同的那个内容。
And in these three stages, there is a common content.
在36篇来说，96篇来说。
In Psalm 96,
你们唱新歌。
It says, sing a new song.
接下来呢？
And then it continues.
接下来那九十八篇呢
？In Psalm 98,
你们要向耶和华唱新歌。
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song.
还有一处了，起码在98就说过了。
And then there's at least another place.
那我就只提到就好。
I'll just mention these for now.
那什么叫做唱新歌
？So what does it mean by singing a new song?
如果我们光是看这里，我们没有办法懂。
If we just look at here, we would not understand.
我们只是觉得唱新歌是一个新的要求。
And we would just say that a new song is a new requirement.
但是要是我们看到唱新歌的那个实际显出的那个启示的应验。
But if we see the revelation that is in the new song.
那就是说到神的旨意给带到国度和新天新地的时候。
Which is to say God's will is brought to the kingdom and the new heaven and new earth.
所有到神面前来的都是唱新歌。
All those who come before God will sing a new song.
特别是那一批教会的得胜者，首先唱出新歌。
Especially the overcomers of the church, they will first sing a new song.
那新歌是什么？
So what is a new song?
那为了我们 掌握的更准确一点，我们看哪里的经文。
In order to have an accurate grasp of this, let's read some scriptures.
启示录。
In Revelation.
应该是十四章吧。哦，十五章。
In chapter 15.
那十五章那里呢，就说了。
And here in chapter 15 it says.
那个时候就是主已经回来，应该是大灾难，教会被提了，地上开始灾难的事。
And it should be the time when the Lord has returned, the church's rapture and tribulation is on earth.
他们就说。
And they said, they say,
他许许多多圣的兽和兽的名字的人都站在玻璃海上，拿着神的琴唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌，说神全能者啊，你的作为大哉奇哉，你的万世之王啊，你的道途一哉成哉，主啊，谁敢不敬畏你，不将荣耀归于你的名呢？唯独你是圣的。那好，先读到这里。
Yeah, we just read from verse 2 to 4 in chapter 15.
那你看到那个时候他们要唱一些歌。
And at that time, they are singing some songs.
这些歌呢，很特别的。
And these are very special songs.
是神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌。
And they are the songs of Moses and the song of the Lamb.
然后我们还要再注意一个地方。
And then we need to look at another place.
应该仍然是仍然是十四章，十四章
in
在前面
in chapter 14、
我就观看不念那么久了，我只是看那里的他们在第三节，他们在宝座前并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌。
And they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders.
除了从地上买来那十四万四千人以外，没有人能学这歌。
And no one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been purchased from the earth.
那么这些人呢，他们是跟羔羊是完全连接起来的。
And then these people are completely united with the Lamb.
那我要特别指出来的是一件事。
What I'd like to point out especially.
我们中文圣经没有把它翻出来。
And it's not translated in the Chinese.
我想英文圣经翻出来了。
And maybe it's translated in English.
就是刚才我们所念的第三节。
In verse 3.
他们唱的是什么？唱一首歌，一起唱歌，仿佛是新歌。
And
一首
，it says sang a new song, one new song.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到了
？And brothers, you probably noticed.
你说这个新歌的时候，不是说许许多多的歌。
When it talks about the new song, it's not many songs.
是许许多多人都会唱的歌，但是其中有一首呢， 只有这些人会唱啊，别人唱不出来。
The songs that can be sung by many people, but it's only this one song can be sung by a certain group of people.
也就是彼得书里面所说的，那个要唱的歌呢，天使都不会唱了，只能听。
Which is mentioned in the book of Peter, that says this song can the angels cannot sing it, but they can only listen.
为什么连天使都不会唱呢
？Why is that even the angels could not sing?
原来这一首歌。不是别的
Because this is no other song
是羔羊的所作与人的经历连接在一起所带出的诗歌
But it is the work of the Lamb and the experience of man connected that brings forth this song
而这样的一个内容呢就是和神呢永远的旨意连接在一起的
And also, this content is connected with the eternal will of God.
那弟兄姊妹，你就看到这首歌的内容。
So now, brothers and sisters, you can see the content of this song.
是从神那永远的旨意开始，说到神基督的救赎和人的承受连接起来所发表的一首诗歌。
So now we can see this new song begins with the eternal will of God connected with the salvation of Christ and also when men receive the salvation they all connected in creating this new song.
这样的一首诗歌是圣经那里说了是别人不会唱的天使也唱不出来的
And such a song that's described in the Bible no one else could sing it even the angels cannot sing it
你不能不问为什么
Then you might ask why
弟兄姊妹们如果你不是经过救赎的恩典的你永远唱不出这样的诗歌
Because brothers and sisters if you have not gone through the grace of salvation you would not be able to sing this song at all
你不是经过救赎的恩典的你跟基督的关系一定是不会建立起来的
If you have not received the grace of salvation you would not be able to build up this relationship with Christ
那就更谈不到神的永远的安排
Then we don't even need to mention about the eternal arrangement of God
感谢主
We thank the Lord
诗篇很早就已经说出了有一天属神的人要唱新歌
Long ago in the Psalms it's already mentioned those who belong to God will sing a new song
你特别留意96篇
Especially in Psalm 96 we take note
他说到唱新歌向谁唱
Here when it says singing a new song who are we
向神唱
The people singing to is singing to God It's not singing to men
就是向神唱
It's singing to God
来到神的面前
We come before God
唱出神的全能
We sing of God's authority
唱出神的怜悯
We sing of God's mercy
唱出神的严正
We sing of God's righteousness
我们实在感谢我们的主
We truly thank our Lord
当我们这样被带到神的面前做一个会唱新歌的人
As we brought before God to be someone who knows how to sing a new song
你就看到了这个新歌虽然只是一小部分的人会唱
Even though this new song is only sung by a few,
但是唱出的那个结果是叫全地和全天都在敬拜神的那样的一个发表里。
But the result is that all the earth will be singing and worshiping God.
那我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以我们留意到这一部分的时候你就没办法不留意到
As we pay attention to this part we cannot help but to notice
在新天新地的时候在国度的时候如同刚才我们所提到的那个树木都要在耶和华面前欢呼田里和其中所有的都欢乐那他们凭什么来欢乐他们知道什么叫做欢乐吗
And in the time of the new heaven and new earth and the kingdom the whole earth of the trees was exalted before God and by what should they exalt before God
我们不知道动 植物他们的那个感觉上的反应到那什么一个程度。
And we do not know about the reaction of animals, how they can react in terms of the feeling.
但是我个人起码相信。
But at least for me, I believe.
现在他们对这一点上是一窍不通的。
At the present time, they have no idea.
但是到佛陀的时候。
But in the time of the kingdom,
他们懂。
Then they will understand.
但是怎么表达呢？
But how do they express it?
啊，我们也没办法懂了。
That we would not be able to know.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们不懂。
Even if we don't know.
他们懂。
They would know.
为什么？
Why is it?
因为那一个时候。
Because at that time.
是耶和华和他所有的一切充满万有。
Because at that time, the Lord and all He has will fill all the earth.
那我们看看启示录第五章。
And let's look at Revelation chapter 5.
启示录第五章
Revelation chapter 5
从十一节开始吧，我念一念
beginning with verse 11。
我又看见且听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。我又听见在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说，但用圣诞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给做宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。
为
什么你看到？但先天先地当主再来的时候，整个被造的世界就起了好大的变化。
And we just read from 11 to 13 as the time of new heaven and new earth comes, and when the Lord returns, all the earth will have a great change.
我现在是没办法弄得懂这个。
And today we were not able to understand this.
我们只懂得人和人在那里会交谈。
We can only understand there will be dialogue.
但是还就是限于你懂得那些言语。
But it still has to be the language.
如果你碰到不懂言语的话呢，连人和人也交谈不来。
And if you come across a language you don't understand, even among men, we cannot communicate.
Biden 他们家上一个月接待一个从东欧那边来的女孩子，言语不通。
And Francis have heard our brother Byron and the family, they hosted a girl from Eastern Europe, and they spoke different languages. And you see the reality of it.
那这就是现在一般的情形啊。
And just like our condition in general.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
到了主来的时候。
When the Lord returns.
到了国度显出来的时候。
When the kingdom is manifested.
一切都彼此能相交。
All things will be able to fellowship.
这个是越过我们现在能了解的。
This is beyond what we can understand today.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但是问就引出好不简单的一个问题来。
Now it brings forth a rather not simple question.
你是怎么能给带到这样的一个地步？
We'll ask how can we be brought to such a point?
那弟兄姊妹，你不能不又回到神起初造人的时候，把人安放在伊甸园里头的那个光景。
The verse says we have to go back to the condition in the beginning when God created man in the Garden of Eden.
神把一个管理万有的权柄交给人。
God has given this authority of ruling over all the earth to man.
你想想，亚当跟夏娃怎么管理？这些地上所有的一切。
And think about how Adam and Eve could rule over all these things over the earth.
如果我们用我们现在的认识来说，根本就没有条件。
And according to our understanding, that's absolutely no way they can do it.
你可以训练一些狗，它在很小的范围里头，它能领会你的 意见。
And you can train the dogs to a certain extent, they can understand you somewhat.
但是他总不能跟你谈话嘛。
But they can still cannot speak to
you. 他就是跟你谈话，你也不知道他说什么。
And even if it tries to speak to you, you would not understand.
你要跟他说话，他也不知道你说什么。
And if you want to speak to the dog would not understand
you either. 但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
等到主再来的时候。
When the Lord returns.
这就是一个很实际的光景摆在那里。
That is a real condition.
这就引出诗篇七十九十七篇里面的另外的一个问题。
That brings forth another matter in Psalm 97.
那诗篇九十七篇。
In Psalm 97.
从九十六篇开始
or beginning with 96
就是最后面所说的
at the very end
就是说到我们刚才说到整个全个世界彼此都能相通的这样的一种光景的时候
is in the condition as we mentioned earlier the whole earth can communicate with one another
我们不能不问了
and we have to ask this question
凭什么来带出这样的现象
by what can this phenomenon be brought out?
在我们的想象里头，这个是根本不可能的事情。
In our imagination, this is totally impossible.
那弟兄姊妹，只要你回到伊甸园没有堕落以前，你应该会懂一点点。
But if we go back to the Garden of Eden before man falls, then we might be able to understand.
后来怎么就变了样呢？
Then how come later on it was changed?
人的堕落。
It's because of the fall of man.
人的堕落又把一切都带到那个转变的里头。
The fall of man has brought all into a.
那所以我们读九十篇的时候呢，你就看到了神说：“你们这些人啊，在我面前积累很多的怒气。”
So when we read Psalm 90, we see that God said to men that you have provoked my anger much.
所以你们的日子不长久。
So that's why your days will not be long.
能活到七十岁就能活到七十岁你就是说很年长了。
And you will be called old if you live until 70 years old.
若是强壮到八十。
Or if due to strength 80 years.
弟兄姊妹，你看就起了那些变化。
And brothers, you can see these are the changes that are brought.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
到了诗篇九十七篇里边的时候，神就说到他来的时候，这一切又改变了。
So when it comes to Psalm 97, the Lord said, when He comes, all these things will be changed.
改变到什么地步呢
？And change to
最低限度彼此可以相交。
Change to what point that at the very least we can communicate with one another？
但是我们就不能不问了。
Then we cannot but
ask。神怎么能把它带到能与彼此相交的地步
？And how can God bring us into a point when we can communicate with one another？ Francis, take note。
九十六篇末了说到这些事情的时候。就指出了一个事实在那里执行着
and when Psalm 96 at the very end of it point out this it talks about that something going on
是一件什么事情呢
what is this
十三节
verse 13
因为他来了他来要审判全地他要按公义审判世界使他的按他的信实审判万民
For he is coming to judge the earth he will judge the world in righteousness
弟兄姊妹当主回来的时候
When this is when the Lord returns
我们常常都很盼望主啊你快点回来吧
Very often we hope for the Lord to return soon
许多老练的弟兄姊妹们他们就会问
And for Brothers of Experience, they will ask this question.
你预备好了吗?
Are you ready?
你已经准备没有什么留下了吗?
Are you ready? And you don't have anything you would
leave behind. 主来的时候你真的是可以坦然见主吗?
When the Lord comes, can you boldly receive the Lord?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们可以说
We can say this.
以前的经历了哈。
Based on past experience.
他是我们的盾牌。
That he is our shield.
他是我们的山寨。
He is our fortress.
他是我们的拯救。
He is our salvation.
他是我们的恩典。
He is our grace.
你说到那个时候，神又把这个重新显明在我们身上，那就不是就完成。就完结了吗
？And said that at that time it will be once these things will be once again manifested. That would be the end of it.
恐怕不是这个意思。
But I don't think that.
因为你看下去那的话怎么说
？Because if you read the words,
他来是要审判全地。
For he is coming to judge the earth.
他要按公义审判世界。
He will judge the world in righteousness.
按他的信实审判万民。
And the peoples in his faithfulness.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
神是用审判来结束这一个天和地里面所有的一切离弃神的结果。
And God is using judgment to put an end to all those that forsake Him, all under the heaven and earth.
而这个审判就把一切阻挡人。神和万有当中的间隔全挪掉。
And through judgment, he will completely take away all the barriers.
那现在我们就看到97篇哦。
So now we come to Psalm 97.
看到97篇里面说什么呢
？And what does it say in Psalm 97?
啊，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
又看到79篇的时候。
When we read Psalm 97,
你就看到他的呼应前面那几章所提的，说到神是严厉的。
And you see it echoes what's mentioned in the previous Psalms and talked about God is a solemn God.
那他审判的时候
，And when he judges,
他的严厉就会要求一切在审判底下的人来满足他的要求。
And because of his solemnness, he will require all those who are under judgment to meet his requirement.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们留意九十七篇那里面的一些话。
Let's take note of the words in Psalm 97.
和前面的一些话是呼应的。
And they echo the Psalms of
Isaiah. 我们先看九十七，再回头看。以前的。
We'll first look at Psalm 97.
第一节，耶和华作王，愿地快乐，愿众海岛欢喜。留意了，密云和幽暗在他的四围，公义和公平是他宝座的根基。
In verse 1, the Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the many islands be glad. Take note, clouds and thick darkness surround him, righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
那下面这一小段的话就说到神审判的时候，给受审判的万有怎么在神面前有反应。
And the words that follow tells of when God judges, what is the reaction of all those who receive judgment before God?
但是我要弟兄姊妹注意的是什么呢
？But what do I want brothers and sisters to take note of?
是神凭什么来审判人
？Is that by what does God have to judge people?
他凭什么来审判万有
？By what does God judge all?
你就很容易回想到前面所提的。他是王嘛
？And then you will be brought back to what's mentioned before because he is king.
他是真真实实的那个大王。
He is truly the great king.
所以他就有权柄来审判。
So that's why he has authority to judge.
光是凭这个地位就去审判，接受审判的人肯佩服你吗？
If only by this position that he judges, the ones he judged, would they be able to accept it?
如果神的本身有瑕疵的话
，If there is any blemish or shortcomings in God,
亚当的后代一定不会接受他审判。
The descendants of Adam will for sure not accept his judgment.
亚当的后代一定会说，我是出问题的，你也有问题。
The descendants of Adam says, yes, I have problems, but you also do.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
接连几篇里边提到神那个严正那有的公义。
In these few psalms, it mentions about God's righteousness and His justice.
放在人的身上的时候，他就提醒人要用圣洁为装饰来预备见神。
And when it applies to men, it reminds men to have a holy attire to stand before God.
那这个圣洁为装饰呢，就算在九十六篇。
It's mentioned in Psalm 96.
啊，你要敬拜是耶和华的时候，就要以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华。
Worship the Lord in holy attire. Verse 9.
啊，神就说得更清楚。人在列邦中要说耶和华作王，世界就坚定，不得动摇。
And then it's even more clear in verse 10, say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Indeed, the Lord is, the world is firmly established.
你就看到一件事。
So now in Psalm 97, you see one thing. Very interesting.
这几篇里边说到一些事情，你从文字上面来看是矛盾的。
And in these few psalms, in terms of the service of the words, they seem contradictory.
但是你看进去的时候，你就看到不是矛盾，是融合。
But if you read into it, it's not contradictory; they are harmonious.
那九十七篇
，Psalm 97.
耶和华作王
，The Lord reigns.
愿地快乐，愿众海岛欢喜。
Let the earth rejoice. Let many islands be glad.
这话没错。
These words are right.
每个人都喜欢。
Everyone likes it.
你接受他的
，But can you accept it?
你就发觉
，And then you discover.
这样怎么可能发生？与神中间的那那种快乐欢喜的情形。
How could this joyous phenomenon happen?
第二节他怎么说？
Verse 2, what does it say?
密云和幽暗在他四围。
Clouds and thick darkness around him.
弟兄姊妹，你想想。
Verses, think about it.
神很愿意见你。
That God is willing to see you.
但是他的周围都是密云和黑暗。
But surrounding him, there are clouds and thick darkness.
你怎么去见神？
How can you go see God?
神怎么来见，让你见到他？
How can God let you see him?
说到这个隐秘和幽暗，那个明明呢是说到人犯罪堕落了以后，罪把神和人隔绝的那一堵围墙。
And the clouds and thick darkness obviously is mentioning about sin. After man falls, sin has become this wall between God and man.
神愿意就近人。
That God is willing to draw near to man. 这
就说说他的宝座周围是黑暗和密云。
But here it says around his throne there is clouds and thick darkness.
怎么解决问题？
So how do we solve this problem?
根本就不能解决问题。
We cannot solve the problem at all.
那是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你接下去再看。
If you continue to read
他怎么说呢？
What does it say?
公义和公平是他宝座的根基。
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他是有严肃的那一个追讨。
God has his pursuit of solemnness.
但是他的追讨
，but his pursuit
和他的性情是完全分不开的
，has a cannot be separated from his nature。
换一句话来说
，in other words，
神的审判是根据他的性情
，God's judgment is based on his nature。
他的性情是怎么样的，他的审判就怎么执行。
However his nature is, this is how his judgment will be executed.
你不要只看见他外面的那个黑暗和幽暗，那个密云和幽暗围绕着他。
So don't just look at the clouds and thick darkness surrounding him.
你同时要看到。
But at the same time,
他坐的宝座。那个根基是什么？
You have to see what is the foundation of this song.
公平和公义。
It's righteousness and justice.
就是说你能在神的面前通得过 神在他的公义和公平的审判，那个黑暗和那个阴暗和那个和那个什么那个密云和那个幽暗，就不能成为你与神中间的阻挡。
Which is to say, if you can pass the judgment of God's righteousness and justice, then the clouds and thick darkness will not be a barrier.
说简单一点。
To make it even simpler.
幽暗黑云。
Clouds and thick darkness.
幽暗黑，密云黑幽暗，是神与罪人的那个分界线。
The clouds and thick darkness is a dividing line between God and sinners.
但是你能通过神的公义和和公平呢？
But if you can pass God's righteousness and justice,
那这个阻挡也就除掉了。
Then this barrier will be done away.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在旧约的诗篇里头，没不是讲真理的。
In the Psalms in the Old Testament, it's not talking about the truth.
但是他确实在那里发表许许多多在新约里边所提到那个真理的事实的启示。
But they express the revelation of the truth that is mentioned in the New Testament.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那所以你留意到九十七篇当中那里。
So if we pay attention to Psalm 97,
你又很清楚的看到一些了，从第六节开始。
And beginning with verse 6.
诸天表明他的公义，万民看见他的荣耀。愿一切侍奉丢可偶像、靠虚无之神自夸的，都蒙羞愧。万神啊，你们都当拜他。耶和华呀，使安听见你的判断就欢喜，犹大的诚意也都快乐，因为你耶和华至高，超乎全地，你被尊崇远超万神之上。你们爱耶和华的都当恨恶罪，他保护圣民的性命，拿救他们脱离恶人的手。一直说到底下。
And we just read beginning from verse 6 to about verse 10.
就说出一个结果。
And then it brings to this result.
当靠耶和华欢喜，称赞他可纪念的圣名。
Verse 12, be glad in the Lord, you righteous ones, and give thanks to his holy name.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你再接着98篇上来。
If we continue to read,
仍然是照着审判的这一个事实所带出来的一些交通。
And if we continue to read, Psalm 98 is still the results brought forth by judgment.
感谢神。
We thank God.
所以他说第一节就你们上耶和华唱新歌，因为他行过奇妙的事，他的右手和圣臂施行救恩，耶和华发明了他的救恩，在列邦人眼前显出公义。
Which is read verse 1 and 2.
弟兄姊妹，你看吧，人和神的间隔是很明显的，人没办法去改变的事实。
And we can see the barrier between God and man is very evident. It's not something that man can change.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他的性情让他做了许多的事，把人和神的间隔全拿掉。
And because of God's nature, that he has done many things to remove the barrier between him and man.
我们很熟悉的一件事情就是他的爱子为给人替人代替人去钉十字架。
And one thing we're very familiar with is that his beloved son took the place of man to be crucified on the cross.
把人和神的那个间隔打开了。
That he has done away the barrier between God and man.
但是不直接啊。
But not only this.
钉十字架是一个时间的事。
Crucifying on the cross is the thing done at one time, but we thank God.
神的儿子钉十字架的那个效果是存了永远。
The result of God's son crucifying on the cross lasts
forever. 所以我们读到约翰一书第一篇的时候，第五章的时候。
So as we read 1 John chapter 5,
你很清楚的看到。
Very clearly you see.
是第一篇。第一章。
It's First John chapter one.
我们若认自己的罪。
If we confess our sin.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
必赦免我们一切的罪。
And righteous to forgive our sins.
凭什么？
What is it based on?
他儿子耶稣基督的血也不住的在那里洗净我们的罪。
Because the precious blood of his beloved son Jesus Christ continues to cleanse our sins.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
那我们笼统的把这几章合起来看到那几个重点。
So we roughly look at these few psalms and look at these few points.
那当神借着他所做的这几个重点的事情做好了以后，人和神中间，万有和神的中间，就没不再有间隔在那里做阻挡了。
So after God has done these things and finished these key points, there will no longer be a barrier between God and man.
那因此我们就看到。
And therefore we see.
仍然是在那里劝勉属神的人要追求做一个赞美感谢神的人。
There's a continuous encouragement for those who belong to God to sing a new song to continue to learn to be someone who praise God.
为什么呢？
And why is this?
那里提到一些话，我想弟兄姊妹你自己读下去，字面上的意思已经告诉你是什么一回事。
And I think if brothers and sisters continue to read on, just on the surface of words, would tell you what it is about.
但是重要的是最末了的那一句。
But what's important is the last verse.
因为他来要审判天地，他要按公义审判世界，按公正审判万民。
Verse 9, before the Lord, for his coming to judge the earth, he will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常重要的问题。
But this is a very important point.
常常叫我们产生一些错觉的。
It often causes us to have this misconception.
在神的儿女们中间也常常成为我们在追求服在神的权柄底下的学习产生阻碍的。
And this often create a hindrance in terms of the lesson to learn to submit under God's authority.
我想弟兄姊妹都很容易会看到。
And I think brothers and sisters can see this
very easily. 有一些弟兄姊妹。
For some brothers and sisters.
他们在爱心的学习上面很好。
When they learn the lesson of love, they are very good at it.
但是他们在持守神的公义上面就留地步了。
But they have some reservation in keeping God's righteousness.
因为在我们的心思里头
Because in our mind,
你爱他你就不能严厉地对他。
If you love someone, you cannot be harsh with that person.
你严厉地对他你就没办法显明给他表同情。
If you are strict with that person, then you do not sympathize with that person.
不少弟兄姊妹也刚好翻过来。
But some brothers and sisters are just the opposite.
对人很严格的。
They are very strict with others.
不太懂得体恤弟兄姊妹们的。
And they don't know quite to care for
others. 看见弟兄姊妹们有点过不去了。
If they see,
就别板起脸孔来。
If they see brothers and sisters making some mistakes and they have a very stern face.
弟兄这么说，对弟兄姊妹不能这样的。
And then people will tell them,
you
cannot treat brothers and sisters like this. You can encourage them.
但是你不能板着面孔。
But you should not have a very stern face.
因为你从来不是审判官。
Because you are never a judge.
审判的权柄不在你手上。
The authority of judgment is not in your hands.
但是我们这些亚当的后代就是常常落在这样的一些不太平行的光景里。
But as descendants of Adams, we are often in this imbalanced state.
所以我们看到九十八篇最末后的那一句的时候。
So as we read the very last verse in Psalm 98,
叫我们受很清楚的提醒。
That it is a very clear reminder to us.
因为他来要审判天地，他要按公义审判世界，按公正 审判万民。
For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神是用着他自己的手里所做的，来把一切人和神、人和人中间一切的不调和，都带回一个非常能蒙神悦纳的光景里。
And through the work in God's hand, He is to restore the harmony between God and man, and man and man, and that is pleasing to God. 我们感谢主，
也因着神借着这个审判来带出那一个结果。
And we also thank God through this judgment. God is to bring forth the result.
你在这几天里边接连看到耶和华掌权，世界就坚定。
And in these few Psalms, you see that it says, as God reigns, then the whole world is established.
耶和华作王，人就能在神的面前敬拜他，赞美神。
And as God reigns, men can come before Him and sing praises to Him and worship.
因为神不是只是在那里要求说你们要敬拜我。
It's not because God is not just there to require men to worship Him.
是，神有这个要求。
And it's true, He has this requirement.
但是他这个要求是带着无限的恩典在前头的。
But this requirement, ahead of this requirement, that is His infinite grace.
因为他先用恩典来满足他的公义，然后叫承受的人都在神的面前得着完全的悦纳。
Because he first uses grace to satisfy his righteousness, so all can be accepted by him.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在默西九十篇的那一个诗篇的里头，引出了下边这一大堆。实际追求做一个是敬用敬拜感谢来侍奉神的人的功课。
So we thank the Lord for in Psalm 90, Psalm of Moses, from that it brings forth all the teaching about the pursuit of those who follow the Lord to pursue to learn to worship Him and praise Him.
还没有说完。
And we are not done yet.
只是原则上已经提出了那几个大前提。
It's just that in principle we have brought forth the
promises. 然后继续往下去。
And then as we continue.
那就说到比较具体的事情。
And would talk of something more concrete.
尤其是在一百天以后。
Especially the Psalms after Psalm 100.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神一步一步领着我们。
And God leads us step by step.
能活出他的自己的那一个引导力。
And to live and follow His guidance.
那但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have grace upon us.
让我们不是仅仅在文字上面知道神的心思和意念。
And that we not just know about God's heart and His will.
也不是单单因着弟兄姊妹们彼此的交通而有一点催促。
And it's not just because of brothers and sisters' fellowship that we have this prompting.
我们要留意的，耶和华是王，这一个事实，在我们身上那个实际的学习和考验。
And we have to learn the reality of the Lord reigns in our hearts and to be a test and be a lesson for us.
如果耶和华不在我们身上做王。
If the Lord does not reign in our lives.
一切属灵的事情的学习。都没有基础，没有条件，也没有基础。
And there's no condition or foundation in all the spiritual learnings.
但愿神恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
我们有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们虽然是愚昧的人。
Even though we are foolish.
我们许多的事情在你面前，与你的心思有点。间隔。
That we have a barrier between your will and us.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
你不仅是给我们看见我们该追求的。
Not only do you let us see what we should pursue after.
你常在我们开始追求以前 你给我们开了路。
But even before we start to pursue, you have opened up a way for us.
叫我们在不可能的里边，我们因着你的恩典，我们活出那个可能来。
And so even in impossibilities, but because of your grace, we can be, it can be possible for us.
不是我们有这个本事。
It's not that we can.
乃是因着你有这样的扶持的恩典，托着我们，引导我们。要我们走在合你心意的路上。
But it's by your grace that you sustain us and you lead us to walk on this path.
但愿主的灵时刻的光照我们。
May the Lord's Spirit enlighten us.
你的话也不住的照明我们。
And that your word continues to enlighten us.
让我们今天活在你的喜悦的里面。
So today we can live in a state that that's pleasing to you.
不叫我们在你审判万有的时候，我们在你面前羞愧。
So that we will not be ashamed when you judge all.
主，你是这样的恩待着我们。
Lord, you are so gracious to us.
我们实在要感谢赞美你。
Which we need to praise you and thank you.
荣耀要归给你。
And glory be to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.